This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Quick, see if you can think of a Danish company, that's a worldwide brand that's loved by consumers of all ages and is on store shelves pretty much everywhere. Parents of young children, or actually anybody who's ever been a young child, should get this. It's Legos, right? Dave Robertson writes about the company, its near death, and how it came back in his new book. It's called Brick by Brick. Dave, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So listen, Star Wars and Harry Potter, that for me was when Lego kind of went downhill, I got to tell you.
Really? Why?
Yeah. The blocks are good, and I loved them as a kid, and my kids love them, but then it just got, they got carried away. And I think, actually, the evidence in the book bears that out, right?
Absolutely true. The Star Wars and Harry Potter were tremendously popular for Lego, but at the same time, they almost put the company out of business. That Star Wars and Harry Potter were really popular in the years in which there was a movie. But Lego, which had been in the middle of this huge burst of innovation in the late 90s and early 2000s, had kind of innovated beyond what it could manage, and Lego almost went bankrupt.
The problems, though, were deeper than just not having the sales of this toy, right? I mean, there were management problems, there were accounting problems. You go into some detail in this book. I mean, these guys didn't even have a way to track monthly financials. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, and to some degree, they're a victim of their own success. The Lego, as we know it, really took off in the late 70s when the grandson of the founder, Kjell Kirk, took over. And he did a couple of innovations like Duplo and Technique, mm-hmm. and the minifigure all came out in
Duplo
the first.
Duplo are the big ones, right? Those
Duplo, right? Yeah. It's the bigger bricks for smaller hands. Right. And Technique is the more complex Lego with gears and motors and axles, and the whole idea being that teenagers would play with Lego, you know, instead of leaving the brand. And actually, by the way, that failed.
Yeah, shocking. Teenagers Come on, right?
Didn't play with Lego, but 25 to 55-year-old men loved it. So
that's a whole different thing.
The brand did tremendously well.
There's a great chart in here, actually, speaking about innovation and how they grew and all that. And I can't find it now. I'm flipping through and I can't find it. About how many different elements Lego produced, and they got up to 14,200 different elements, by which I am interpreting that to mean like individual little brick elements and helmets and this and that, right?
That's right. And there was a big debate in the company, even when they're almost at bankruptcy, between the people, the designers, who said, we want all these different alternatives. We want all these different shapes and colors because we need them to design toys. And then the manufacturing and supply chain people were saying, the complexity is killing us. You know, we got to cut it in half. And what won the day is there was a guy named Henrik Weiss-Olbeck who brought into a management meeting a set of chefs and policemen and bad guys from different sets. And they're all different, but not very different. And what he said is that some of the designers were actually designing the minifigures to look like themselves. They were immortalizing themselves in Lego.
I love that. But I have to tell you, when I go shopping now for a birthday present for a party that my 9-year-old is going to, I basically say, yeah, we'll just run down to the toy store and we'll get one of those Lego things. And it's whether it's some little robotic thing or some assembly kit or whatever it is, it's almost you can just grab one and go. And I guess that's good business, but where's the charm?
And it's amazing that you do that, given that on that same toy shelf, there's probably a brick available that snaps with a Lego brick for half the cost. Mm. But you're looking for Lego.
Dave Robertson is a professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. His most recent book is called Brick by Brick. It's about Lego. Dave, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me, Kai.